Governor Steve Sisolak announced that he's doing well despite contracting COVID-19. However, he warned Nevadans of the dangers that the coronavirus imposes on the state. KUNR's Jaden Perez has more details.
Sisolak's diagnosis was on Friday, and he said that his focus remains on the record numbers of COVID-19 that Nevada is currently experiencing.
The majority of our counties are deemed at risk of increased transmission of COVID-19. To be blunt, our state is surging and continues to surge.
Last week, Sisolak announced his stay-at-home 2.0 policy, which reiterated several social distancing measures. Since then, the state has not seen a significant downtrend in case numbers.
The issue is that these restrictions only work if people follow them. If people continue to not wear a mask, or they don't want a social distance, or they refuse to comply with the group gathering, just saying them isn't going to make them work. It's people implementing them that makes them work.
COVID-19 Response Director Caleb Cage said that Nevada continues to see exponential growth in COVID-19 hospitalizations, driven almost exclusively by Clark and Washoe counties, which currently account for 97% of all hospitalizations. When asked about business closures, Governor Sisolak said that he will have to wait and see what happens next week before coming to a decision regarding future mitigation strategies. Jaden Perez, KUNR News.